And that means, oh, why not? Why don't we listen to it one more time? Our call to the unicorn, Ira Einhorn, who murdered Holly, God, I want to say Holly Hunter. It's not Holly Hunter. Holly Maddox. Yeah. Beautiful girl. God, is she pretty. Remember when we brought the pictures up of her?
Oh, yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago. Oh, she was just gorgeous. What she was doing with Ira Einhorn, I'll never understand. He was one of these bohemian, kind of cool corporate hippie types who had started Earth Day, quote unquote. We would learn later that he didn't really start Earth Day. In fact, I don't think he even takes credit for starting Earth Day, but he was given credit for starting Earth Day for a long, long time. And he'd done some other things as kind of this cool corporate bohemian type in Philadelphia. He's a very well-known guy in the community. In fact, when he was originally brought up on charges of killing Holly Maddox, Arlen Specter was his attorney, and he had so many letters of reference from important people in the city of Philadelphia. I mean, I think right up to the mayor, that the judge gave him bond, even though they had found Holly Maddox's body in a steamer trunk in Ira Einhorn's apartment. Neighbors had been complaining of a terrible smell for a couple weeks, and finally the police knocked on the door and went inside, and Ira, of course, being as arrogant as he is, oh, yeah, look around, there's nothing here. I can't imagine what they're complaining about. And they went right to it, and boom, opened that trunk.
Ugh.
And
trunk stunk.
He and Holly Maddox had split up. She had dared to leave Ira Einhorn. She'd been on her own for a few weeks, and I think the family at that point was starting to wonder where in the hell she was. And coinciding with this terrible stench from the apartment, cops find her dead body in a steamer trunk in Ira Einhorn's apartment, which Holly Maddox had been living in prior to their breakup. So, you know, it was pretty brutal, pretty obvious case. But Ira, being the connected guy that he was, he gets Arlen Specter, who became a senator in Pennsylvania for years and years and years and years. And Specter gets all these letters of reference and probably knew the judge, because Specter was pretty well connected too. Gets bail of, I want to say it was like $4,000, which is amazing for a body in a steamer trunk. His ex-girlfriend of a couple weeks.
Jesus Christ.
Just an extremely low bail. So what does Ira Einhorn do when he gets bailed? He gets on, if not the first, one of the first planes to Europe, and he jumps bail. And that's the last anyone saw of Ira Einhorn for a long, long time. I think it was almost 20 years before they started getting word that he was here, there, and then they'd close in on him, and boom, he'd be gone. Next thing you know, he's in France, which would not extradite Ira Einhorn, even though we knew exactly where he was, because the U.S. has a death penalty, and it was a death penalty case. In fact, he was tried in absentia. Once he'd been missing for 5 or 6 years, they went ahead and tried him, found him guilty of murder. And I don't believe he got the death penalty. But for some reason, in France, if there's even any remote chance that somebody will possibly end up with a death penalty, they won't extradite. And he was so cocky about it. He was on 2020 with Barbara Walters, eating grapes and strawberries and sipping champagne with his socialite French girlfriend. And amazingly, she was listed. I forgot how you guys found her, but I guess she was listed or something, because we had the phone number.
I don't remember exactly, but yeah.
So after seeing that disgusting event, him on 2020 being just arrogant as hell and really running down the U.S. and our judicial system, you know, how dare they try him in absentia. I mean, the whole thing was just disgusting. Plus, his girlfriend kissing his ass.
Oh, I know it. Feeding him grapes on television.
Knowing that he'd been in Europe for all this time. He should have been in jail. And we get him on the phone. And the only reason we got him on the phone was we had said to the socialite that we wanted to talk to him about Earth Day. I don't know if that's part of this piece of the call you're going to hear. So he comes to the phone thinking, oh, I get to talk about Earth Day, which I'm credited with inventing. And we may have turned the tables on him. I don't know. You can be the judge on that. AV1?
Yep.
There we go.
That's the unicorn song from the TV movie. Yes, is Ira there? I'm calling to wish Ira happy Earth Day. Is this Mrs. Einhorn? It's Drew and Mike calling from WRAF Radio.
Okay.
And of course, he.
When's he coming back to the States? Because I know he's there's a that murder deal, the woman in the trunk and stuff.
Would you like to talk to Ira?
Yeah. Could you put him on?
That'd be great. I mean, he started Earth Day basically.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Trunk. I know. It's not her fault, although she's a murder lover.
Exactly. She's read the papers.
Bonjour. Hello?
Hello, Ira.
Yes.
Yes, happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Who am I talking to?
It's Drew and Mike calling from WRAF Radio.
Where's WRAF?
In Michigan.
Hi.
And of course,
to locate you.
Of course, you started Earth Day.
No, I didn't really start Earth Day. I was one of the people who helped create it. I think it's Senator Nelson really started Earth Day.
Yeah. When are you coming back? Because I know there's, you have some things to deal with over here, and you've been over there for a long time. And I know it's not long before you're going to be forced to. Are you? Is it?
No. I will not be coming back. That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
Oh, I know, but you're going to be forced to come back.
No, I'm not going to be forced to come back, and I don't really want to talk about it because I don't think you know very much about it.
Well, I know a lot about it.
Well, I don't think you know very much about it. Can we talk about Earth Day? I'm much more interested in that.
I think the other subject is certainly a worthy subject.
No, I'm not particularly interested in talking about the other subject because most people over there don't know very much about it. I would much rather talk about Earth Day because we all live on the planet. And we're all
those that are dead.
But some people have been taken off the planet unfairly, and they have to be spoken for, too.
Well, you can speak all you want about something that you know very little about. The only thing I'm interested in is speaking about Earth Day. And if you don't want to speak about Earth Day, I will say goodbye to you.
Well, it's too bad you won't speak more about what you know about the other subject, because you could answer all the questions, and then it could be put to rest.
I'll answer all the questions when I have an opportunity. I cannot have an opportunity as a result of what Philadelphia has done. And
why not?
When you do a little bit more research into that, maybe we can talk.
Well, I know what bail is, and I know you're not supposed to leave the country when you're on bail and never return to face trial.
You're not supposed to have trials in absentia, particularly for murder.
Well, what do you do when people murder people and they're bailed and they leave the country?
I didn't do it.
That's why I left
the country. That's your problem. Do you want to talk about Earth Day?
No, I think it's your problem.
No, I think it's your problem. Bye.
Clearly you did it.
Murder.
Out. Weird.
Oh, man,
that's so weird. When he says, you can speak all you want. Oh, man, is that bizarre.
It's funny how sarcastic and pissy he gets. Well, you can speak all you want.
Oh, he's such a dick.
Well, you can. But isn't it funny, though, that no matter how testy the whole thing gets, he's still willing to talk about Earth Day all the way.
No.
The very end, he's still ready. No matter.
What if we'd said, okay, yeah, let's talk about Earth Day?
Know
we would have gone on for 10 minutes about Earth Day after that?
Yeah, I think we would have, which is bizarre.
I will not be coming back. That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
I love that. Boy, did he eat those words. I wonder how those words taste.
I know. That's the part I just love about this, the fact that he would come back here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's that really pathetic suicide attempt he had in the prison.
As if.
Where he cut his neck, but he barely cut it. He cut it just enough to make him bleed a little bit.
Yeah.
All the way. Well, it's almost from ear to ear, but there's just a little blood.
Yes. Half-hearted.
Pathetic. That was just not a suicide attempt.
No. It was an attention getter.
It pissed me off that they even called it a suicide attempt, because it wasn't. It was a call for attention.
I know exactly what he wanted them to call it. He wanted all the attention for it. I don't know why they would do that. That's crap. They should have announced it as a half-hearted attempt for publicity, with a half-hearted suicide attempt, just to grind him all the more. But there he is in jail. Wah, wah.
Ah.
Ha, ha,
ah.
Ha, 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 ha.
You want to see what he looks like today?
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, let's see, Ira.
I just got to pull him up here. He's lost a lot of weight.
I bet his butthole is huge.
Oh, good for him.
Is his butt ginormous?
Is he going to be hotter for another one of the inmates?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that guy, to think that he actually pulled Holly Maddox is just
so
mind-boggling.
So beautiful.
Oh, is she beautiful? Wow.
Wait, where'd it go? How many? Wow. He's got a lot of aliases.
Also known as, wow. Also known as Ben Moore and yeah. Ian Morrison. Those are his aliases.
Yeah.
Ian Moore was not coming
from this. No, I'm not Ben Moore. I guess they don't have a picture of him.
Huh.
Hmm.
He was born in 1940, so he is 73. Oh, I love seeing someone like him at the end of their life, just when, you know, those retired days, take it easy, enjoy the family.
There's a picture of him.
Retirement. Yeah, he looks pretty rough. He looks terrible. Are those... His neck looks bizarre. That's not, like, recovered from his...
Suicide attempt?
Yeah, his quote-unquote suicide
totally
attempt.
Totally is. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Looks like he brushed his hair with a balloon. You know?
Yeah, his hair looks bizarre. It's completely white.
Yeah.
But it's all frizzy.
Did he have his hair dyed when he was in France?
No, I didn't have my hair dyed.
No, I think it was just his normal hair color.
He was so vain and into
himself. He was really vain.
Whore feeding him all those grapes.
How could that, God, that gorgeous chick, how could she have dug this ass?
If she had all
he's really
that
ugly,
money.
Isn't he?
Yeah,
he was an ugly son of a bitch.
He looked like he smelled back then. See him?
Oh, yeah, he did stink. You know he stunk. Look at that beard. His beard's like 6-7 inches long. He's got a chipped tooth.
Ugh. Hey, but he started Earth Day.
Oh, look how fat he is, too. He's a slob. He had that chick snowed. Well, you know, he was a Mr. Bohemian, Mr. Cool Corporate Hippie.
There's the French.
Oh, that's her. God almighty.
Nice jorts. His jean shorts that he made himself.
Yes.
Way too high. You creep.
So we can see his hot legs?
Yeah.
So God, his legs skinny. Wow.
That shirt. Bizarre. Get out of here.
What is that shirt?
I'm done with you.
That's like, I mean, does that like a, look like a sort of like a royalty shirt for taking it easy, kind of? I mean, can't you see like ancient royalty wearing that?
Yeah, like when you take your ascot off.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it wanted to be a V-neck. At the very last second, it just dives down like a V-neck.
There's no collar, though. It's just weird. I think he thinks it's sort of dressed up, but not dressed up. Did anybody see the pictures of Jennifer Lopez?